Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a secret device to help us get through the next few hours.
I'm just to say, is there anything I can do to make this easier, better for you?
Yes, you can let us go home now.
Make it stop. Make it stop. We've raised enough money. We've saved Africa. And most parts of the United Kingdom. Mm. Let's just go home.
But then it won't be a record.
I don't care.
So you're in this mood at the moment. I'm going to try and get you to snap out of this.
I'm very much looking forward to the next few hours.
Are you?
Yeah, I really, really am.
Okay, cool. I want you to be okay with this.
Honestly, 5 minutes ago to me and Dave, it was 25 past four in the morning. We were on with Dev and he was playing old clips of me from like however many years ago.
How did that make you feel?
I can't cope.
That was painful, wasn't it?
And now, bang, we're on with you.
It's good.
Yeah, so I'm all fine. And yesterday I had such a laugh. I want Becky to spit in Dave's face again.
No, that was
one of the highlights for me. I've got to be honest.
A lot of people have said that.
Loved it.
That's been done though, hasn't it?
It has. I saw you gyrating earlier as well on show.
Yeah,
that was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, Scott, look at my eyes. Do they look a little bit tired?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right, see.
Okay.
Now I've got this special trick from Becky of how to get through the next few hours.
Okay. You're
this is good. Actually,
right, we can see you now.
Red button.
Okay. Look a little bit tired.
Red button.
Yeah, a little bit tired.
Not now.
Right. That is their glasses, but with like someone else's eyes on.
No longer looks tired, though.
No, I look wide awake, don't I?
And you will continue to, as long as you keep those on.
As far as the...
Can you see through them?
Yes. As far as the Guinness World Record people are concerned, if they do want to monitor our progress, then I will look like I'm wide awake and having a nice time.
It's just getting wackier in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's our Dave.
He is wacky, he is zany,
he is Dave.
Now, we've got to... we've got to do some things for your podcast.
He is wacky. He is zany.
He's Dave.
Oh, what, podcast links?
Yes. Yeah, now, we do the podcast every week, and obviously this week's podcast is going to be highlights of the long show.
Yeah. Mm.
But when we started editing the podcast, it was before the long show started. So we've got to do a link now. This is like a behind the scenes where you get to hear us record the podcast links, which will be available to download as of tomorrow morning.
So this is what you'll hear.
As of today.
This tonight, is what you'll hear when the podcast begins.
At 1 a.m. In 1 hour. Oh, wow, okay.
You can probably
do it in an hour.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So, want me to produce this?
Do you want to be... Yes,
yeah.
Would you mind?
Yeah, okay, right. So if...
this is good.
If you... Just read on, Chris.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, read on at your own pace.
So I just say on this week's podcast, is that right, Scott?
That's right.
Okay.
Say that, yeah. Lots of enthusiasm.
All right. On this week's podcast, we've got the marathon show with the following: Charlie Sheen. Dave, do you want to jump in?
Oh, right, okay.
Right, brilliant. You're out.
He is wacky. He is zany.
He's Dave. Right,
do you want to flip-flop these names?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, okay,
that's a good
fine,
idea.
Fine.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
On the podcast this week, the marathon begins with guests including Charlie Sheen,
Lily Allen,
Jimmy Carr,
Chipmunk,
The Wanted,
Shane Ritchie,
Paul O'Grady,
Richard Madeley,
Phillip Schofield,
Chino DeCampo,
Davina McCall,
Simon Mayo.
All joining in the fun as we begin our epic quest to host BBC Radio 1's longest radio show ever for comic relief. Is that right?
Perfect.
That was okay.
All right.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's right. Who wrote this?
Could have done the names a bit slower. But
really?
No.
Do you want
fine.
It slower?
No, it's fine.
Can we get another Gino DeCampo, just because I like
who
it?
Who did it?
I think it was Ant who makes your...
No, who said it?
Who said it?
Right.
He was right. Wacky.
Yeah, okay, we got that.
Gino DeCampo.
A bit slower.
Gino DeCampo.
On next week's podcast, the marathon continues. Part two of the challenge. And then, of course, the last podcast will be The Marathon Ends. Is that right? I'm saying? Could have done this later on.
There we are.
Right,
and then,
lovely.
And then the conclusion. Do we also do apparatus and method as well?
You can say that, just so they've got it for safety.
The conclusion.
The apparatus.
The apparatus. The method. What is it? What else is there?
Evaluation.
Method.
What? Evaluation.
The evaluation.
I'm
going mad.
I think they've got...
Vavu.
I think they...
Uranu.
Evaluation indeed.
Okay, right, let's play another song. I think they've got what they need now.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Fly like a G6.
Nora and the Whale. Lifigosen. And...
That's Fly Like a G6.
It's one of those days.
You've not done that gag yet?
No.
Neither have I. It's hilarious, though, to me right now.
It's really funny, Chris.
You've got to remember, what's funny to me is probably not funny to anyone else, apart from Dave.
See, things are funnier when you've been on the air for 35 hours constantly.
Oh, see, it's getting contagious. That's what it is. Right, this is all about Comic Relief. We're raising as much money as we can for Comic Relief, which is tomorrow night on the telly on BBC One, 7 o'clock. Now, it's absolutely superseded, hyperseded what I could possibly imagine we would raise. I'm genuinely blown away by our listeners' reaction and response to what me and Dave and everyone else has been doing on Radio One. It's mind-blowing.
Incredible.
Honestly.
Thank you so much.
And I know when I try to be truthful about these things, people always say that I sound very insincere, but I genuinely am, like, blown away by it.
We thought that if we could raise about £100,000 over the 3 days or 2 days...
Tell you what, I feel sorry for all them idiots who went across the desert because, you know, we're going to...
Why would you do that?
Water. Yeah, you'd have to be a right div to do that, wouldn't you? Who's on the show later?
Ollie Murs.
All right. Yeah. Hi, Ollie. Right, we have a new total, Scott.
Okay, if I just move my banana.
That's not code.
Is that your new catchphrase?
He's literally moving his banana.
Hi, I'm Scott Mills here. Maybe just move my banana.
Move my banana.
Okay, last time we were at...
There's the banana on the screen.
£661,428.
Okay.
Yeah.
The new total... for BBC Radio 1's longest show ever is £676,943.
Beautiful!
It's gone up by £15,500.
Thank you very, very,
thank you, thank
very,
you, thank
very,
you.
Very, 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 very much.
Huge money. Wow.
So what is it now? 6, 7?
676,943.
Wow.
Astonishing.
Okay. That's just brilliant.
Yeah.
So, Dave, how much do we need to get to £750,000? It's now on 676.
Hang on.
Do you want a pen, Dave?
Yes. Yeah. What do you mean now? Or can I come back to you in an hour?
676. So right. Just roughly.
Okay, well...
When it gets to 750.
750. Well, it'd be 50,000... Oh, hang on, they've taken it.
That was no way 30 seconds.
How much, Ollie?
74,000.
74? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well done, Ollie. There you are.
Thanks, Carol.
Ollie's my wingman.
That's right, 74. I think it was right. I'm not very good at it.
Do you know what? I take
Ollie Vorderman.
I know.
That's right. See,
Carol Murs.
Carol Murs.
Either way, it's still disturbing.
Right.
Scott.
Chris.
No, Scott.
Talk. Oh, hi. Now it's time for word dissociation.
Scott.
What happens is...
Becky.
We're not allowed to say the... word that... No.
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, right. Word disassociation.
What is this? This is amazing.
I don't know. Come on, let's...
Everyone that we've done the show with today...
We've been up.
It's been like a bit... I don't know what's going on.
We've been up for 35 hours,
I know,
Scott.
It should be the other way around.
So we're going to do word disassociation.
How does it work, Dave?
It's the opposite of word association, which is a game where normally you'd say a word and then you have to say something that's related to it. This is the opposite.
Yeah.
So I say a word, and if you say a word that is related to it, then you'll get pulled up. You have to do something completely unrelated.
So, for example, if it was word association,
yes,
and I said sand and you said beach, they would be connected.
Yeah.
But on word disassociation, if you said sand, I need to say chihuahua.
Correct.
Now, if Becky thinks that there's a connection between sand and chihuahua, she will buzz in by saying...
Buzz.
There you go, and then the buzzer goes off, and then she will plead her case. The one who doesn't speak is the judge and jury on this, which is ironic, as he doesn't speak. He just makes a noise with a piece of paper like that.
I feel like I've let you down.
It's very, very... So, can I just say, though, in your defence, out of all your features, this is the one... My favourite in terms of the music bed.
It's good, isn't
it? Yeah, I really like it.
Oh, no, I like... it's occurring. I like that.
Do you?
I like the... excuse me, what is actually occurring? Mm. I like that feature.
Mm. Should we play, then?
Yes,
let's play! You're going to start...
I'll start with... Cheese.
Cheese.
Camel.
Nuts.
Umbrella.
Boat.
Badger.
Dave.
Submarine.
Armadillo.
Seagull.
Well, no.
No,
bird.
What? What?
Both animals.
No, they're not. One's a bird.
Is that a bird an animal?
I don't know.
Do you know what? There's nothing connecting an armadillo and a seagull.
Plead your case, Becky. Come up with a story. I'll just back you up.
An armadillo has a crusty, hard outer shell, and seagulls fly and poo everywhere.
You could have got away with that, but that's a
class dismissed.
I don't think you're going to get that.
No. Okay.
You could have helped me, Scott.
Sorry. I was going to help you. You didn't help yourself, love.
Right. Do I start?
Dave starts.
Lasagna.
Comic relief.
Palm tree.
Pie.
They both begin with the letter P. No. Therefore, they're connected.
Yes!
No,
yes,
they're not.
Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes!
No, don't high five him.
Yes, that's true. That's an association.
And by the way, I once stayed at Palm Tree Pie Hotel once.
In Torquay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Do I get a point for that?
Yeah. Sorry, that's me gone.
Le Ouzer.
I know, sorry.
So, do you want to start with Scott?
You.
With me?
Yeah.
Okay. Elephant.
Plastic.
Tennis.
Tower.
Chihuahua.
Nose.
No, buzz.
Come on.
Chihuahuas have noses.
Apart from chihuahuas,
do they
have been involved in terrible nose-stealing theft.
Yeah, and those were the ones that I was talking about. Yeah.
No, you didn't say missing nose chihuahua, you just said chihuahua.
You didn't say chihuahua with nose. What I give, I take it away. Mm. So you say no?
Yes.
You say yes.
Yes.
Another penalty point.
Sorry, you're not doing very well at your game, are you?
No, not today. Okay. Next, day starts.
Custard.
Paracetamol.
Hairpiece.
Bird.
Shirt.
Scott's banana.
Cement mixer.
Glasses.
Table.
Table.
I'm very emotional.
Shakira.
Cabbage. Oh.
You buzzed it yourself.
Well, yeah, you said Shakira, I said cabbage.
Same.
Point to Chris.
Yeah. I get, can I do that?
Yeah, you can buzz yourself.
You can give yourself your own penalty point.
Oh, in that case, I'm changing my own rules then. I'm ready to win this. Let's go.
Points are bad, generally.
Go on.
Okay, hair.
Pump.
I know for a fact that Will Kinder, who works at Radio 1...
He hasn't got a hair pump.
He bought a hair pump from a shop in Amsterdam.
He didn't buy a hair pump. Well, sorry, no, you're half right. He bought a hair pump, but he wasn't allowed to bring it back to the UK.
Well, you know when we did the show in Germany? Wasn't that the fellow that ran that chalet?
Hair pump?
Yeah. It's all inflatable beds. Yeah.
His wife, Helga. They were a lovely couple. They're very friendly.
How does that work? Do I get a point for that? Yes, I do. I don't really know how this game works.
No, it's fine. Carry on.
Okay.
Me?
Yeah, no, why not?
Teeth.
Egg.
No, buzz. Because if you're eating an egg, you're using your teeth.
I'll stop it, Becky.
Go home.
Yeah.
Jog on.
What do you use to eat eggs?
My mouth or a straw.
Yeah, we like to suck them.
I don't like the feeling of the egg on my teeth.
Come on.
See?
Pipe down.
Okay.
Can I just say...
Yeah. Point Becky, to me for time wasting.
Just say, Becky, you're making a bit of a fool.
Yeah. Hey, love. Becky.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Come on, make tea, not war.
Okay.
One more go.
What points are we on now? Yeah. Who's got
Who
what?
No, Scott. It's just funny.
I know I'm losing.
You've got 2 points and everyone else got 1 point each.
Okay, Dave's a start.
Tadpole.
Shamrock.
Cape.
Armadillo.
Coat.
Batman.
Lemon.
Mice.
Soldier.
Holly Willoughby.
Treacle.
Melon.
No, buzz!
Treacle melon?
They're both foods, aren't they? Both things.
You wouldn't have melon with treacle, though, would you?
Not. They do not go together.
I'm just trying to get him out.
Yeah, I agree with Becky. Yeah.
Okay.
You're out.
Bye, then.
Bye, loser.
Bye.
I just like the buzzer. It's like when I used to be at the fair, and I used to go with my my uncle... I don't want to say his name, Bernard. He used to like a drink. You know, he used to get the little copper wire thing.
Yeah.
And you had to go from one side to the other. But because he used to have the shakes a lot, especially in the early afternoon, he'd be like, come on. Get off. What? I'm going to the bar. Yeah. He's not with us anymore now. He shouldn't really laugh. I don't mean he's dead or anything. He meant to go. Right, I enjoyed that game.
That was good. I'm out. Bye-bye.
Who won? Yeah, who won?
Who won?
Everyone else apart from me.
Okay. That'll do.
What a game. What a game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, I'll tell you what, we're on our way.
Yeah. We're nearly there, in a way.
Yeah. 2.5 hours and we've broken Radio 1's record for the longest ever radio show. And then we can go home.
Well, we could do.
What are you going to do?
I'm
stay.
Going.
Stay. You have to stay.
Are you staying?
I think if you stay, you can do a million.
Are you staying?
If it means we get a million, then yeah.
Scott?
You don't really want me to stay, though. That's you've invited
no,
me.
No,
now.
You're right.
I do. No, you can stay.
You've invited me, and then you're just going to sleep through.
Becky, share the pain. Share it with us.
I'm just concerned that I'll miss the Red Nose Desert Trek tonight on BBC One at 9 o'clock.
Are you watching that tonight, Scott?
Might do.
Why are you watching it? At your house?
No.
Are you going to go to the pub and watch it?
No, Craig David's house.
Craig David's house?
Yes.
Craig David?
Craig David's house.
Craig David!
House!
Willy Wonka,
yeah.
I've got loads of crisps. Would you like a quaver? Like that.
Yeah. Him.
Is Kez going to be there?
He's doing a full buffet. I don't know.
Hey, old Kez, go and get the door. I think it's Scott and Ollie Murs. I'm going to go get some more Vimto out at Sheller. What a night you're going to have.
It's going to be good.
Who is everyone going round?
Yeah, pretty much. Apart from Cara.
Why? Did you not get on?
No, she's just away.
Don't like her. She talks funny. Dermot going round?
Yep.
I love Dermot O'Leary. Can I get an X Factor job in America? Probably not. He's full of broken promises. You what, Ollie?
I think.
What did you say, Ollie?
Here, come here.
Come on, Ollie. Do your joke.
No, I wasn't going to do
it. Go on, say what you just said.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Go on, say it, Ollie. What were you saying?
No, I didn't say anything.
You just said something to me, Craig. David, what did you say?
Can I get a rewrite?
Oh, well, sure, pass that. Move on. You're going to Craig's tonight, Ollie.
I'm going to Craig's tonight, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
He invited us, actually. If we hadn't been holed up...
He invited us, knowing well that we'd been working.
Well, I tell you what, we could really throw the cat amongst the pigeons. If we actually did finish when we break the Simon Mayer record, we'd be free all night, and then we could all bowl up at,
that's true.
At Craig Davis.
When are you finishing, then?
Well, that's an issue of debate, Ollie.
Yeah. There's a chance we could... if we wanted to, we could finish at 7.31 tonight, but there's talk of us going through and finishing at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is quite a difference.
Absolutely.
What are you feeling at the moment? Are you feeling it's going to be tonight or
I'm
tomorrow?
I'm feeling like it's a stupid idea. We've raised a gob of money. We should all just check it and go home.
Are you going to do it in terms of money, though? Depending on how far you get up to?
I don't know.
No, it's going to be a time limit.
I don't know. It'll be a time limit. Like, I haven't slept.
No.
So, 34 and a half hours we've done.
So will it be at 10:30 then? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning. Well, it'll be us till 10. And then it'll be me, Dave and Fern Cotton. And then at 10:30, we could go, we've done 52 hours. We've broken a new world record from the Guinness
World
Record.
That would be pretty cool.
No one will ever beat that.
Someone will probably beat it next
week.
Nah. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. At least we've done it then.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I bet Simon Mayer's sitting uncomfortably at the moment, knowing that we're just 2 hours away from breaking his record.
Get lost. He's just pleased if he wakes up in the morning. Not bothered by that. He's on Radio 2. How old are they? It must be 90 or something. I mean, he's a nice guy, don't get me wrong, but he opens his eyes in the morning and goes, oh, thank God.
So have you been doing any, like, you know, stretches and
warm-ups? Ollie, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Ollie, what are you doing, Ollie?
I don't know, I'm just asking if you guys have been keeping yourself, you know, in shape, you know, a little bit of stretching, walking around.
What's going on?
I don't know, just...
He's just doing involuntary squats.
I just, you know, just wondering if that's what you've been...
No, they haven't.
No, like
that.
I have stood up for the whole show, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought it was slightly impressive.
That's good. Yeah.
He's not bothered, is he?
No.
He'll learn. He'll learn how difficult it is, son. Yeah.
You
realise your job and mine is a doddle compared to this skill.
going at, oh,
going
I knew it.
Going around Arndale Centre's going, make it evergreen or whatever you do. I've no idea.
Oh. Meanwhile, we're on the cold faces of entertainment.
I knew it would get to this stage. Yeah. I'm loving it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going.
Stop, you
I'm
st- going.
Oh, don't be moody. Moody Murs.
I'm not going, see?
Moody Murs.
Moody Carol Murs.
I'm not being moody.
Simon, it's Ollie. Don't be picking on me. That's how he talks.
Mm. Right.
It's from Essex.
You know what I mean, Harry?
What?
You know what I mean, Harry?
That's getting a license dead to me since my mate Jeff went. That shows a lot of old rubbish.
See, in my head, that sounds like Ollie Murs. Yeah. I'm starting to look at everyone's reaction.
You had me. you had a really funny one last week.
I can't remember what it was.
Wait, it's Ollie Murs.
Was it that?
No, it was worse than that.
It was just like rough Essex boy, pretty much.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, completely.
Podcast. Next year, Scott should try and beat our record.
I think so. All in favour?
I'm
in.
Ollie, there's something wrong with your eyes, dude, Ollie Murs. I'm looking at you on the red button on the screen. And
it's really freaking me out.
Can I ask you a question? Ollie, have you had some surgery?
No.
Your eyes look amazing. They're just wrinkle-free.
And they look nice.
Hey.
Yeah, you look... Don't go, hey.
Hey, what's happening?
Hang on, just look, put them on again. Oh. He looks like a plugger we used to know.
I can see myself. I think you look a bit like Scott.
You are, guys.
Thanks. Does he look like a plugger that we used to know? Oh, God, right there, right now, in that pose at that angle, that looks real.
Really?
But I have been awake for 35 hours.
Just, if you squint a little bit, it definitely looks real.
Welcome to Radio 1. Do you know 98.8 FM.
In London.
Actually, you look like an XFM DJ. If you close your eyes, Ollie, because we can see your eyes a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your eyes closed.
Can you?
And then just pretend you're a DJ on Radio 1.
Are you going to do something? Like, 98.8 FM, Radio 1, playing the hits. I can't see. What are you guys doing? Where is everyone? Hello? You can't just go and leave me. I actually was like, where is everyone?
We hid it from you, Ollie.
Don't do that again, guys, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, look who's here. That's right. It's Mr. Ollie Murs.
Thanks for having me.
He didn't win the X Factor.
You always say this when I come in. I didn't win the X Factor.
I haven't finished.
Oh.
Because he didn't need to.
He didn't want to.
No, he did.
Like, you guys feeling good, though? You feeling good? All right. Yeah.
Kind of.
You don't actually, like I say, I've been listening to you guys today, and you don't seem like you've, like I was saying earlier, you don't seem like you're, you know, you're tired or in any way. You seem really upbeat.
You sound knackered.
Yeah. Do I?
You don't sound like you're, you know, I mean, you don't, I'm saying to someone the other day, you don't see, do you? You don't, do you? No.
we've done worse shows than this on a proper night's sleep.
Yeah, no, you guys, I watched you guys last night.
Are you going to say that in front of our boss, Big Boss Ben?
He knows, anyway, he's worked with us for years.
Stood right behind you.
He's been party to some of our work.
Very good point. Some he didn't produce, but you should have done. Was that the time? No, it doesn't matter. Better have rung me. So you well, Ollie? All good?
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm really good. Yeah, I was going to bring you guys a gift, but I didn't bring anything in. I feel really bad. I thought I was going to bring something
to
cheer you up.
Do you know what, Ollie? Your presence is our present.
Cool. But then I bought two presents in and you guys haven't really appreciated them, I don't think.
What do you mean?
Oh, what, the sandwiches last time?
I bought the Trilby hat for you last time.
Well, no, I did appreciate
that. And it's gone missing somewhere.
It was a little bit too small for my head. And as you said...
You look like Oliver Hardy.
Yeah.
I never said that.
No, you did, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but he laughed at it.
He did, a little bit.
Yeah, laughing up there.
I'm not laughing up. And then I bought the bacon rolls in, which, to be fair, was a schoolboy error by me because I know you guys weren't eating bread, but still.
But like today, I'll eat anything and you brought nothing.
Oh, I feel really bad.
You could have got your mum to make some packed sandwiches or something before you.
No, you don't want them.
Oh, don't say that about your mum's food.
No.
Really? Is it not good?
Nah, she does good sandwiches. She does.
Okay, all right.
Definitely. All good.
All right, all good.
I'm looking forward to Craig's food tonight.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's got on.
I've got some vol-au-vents.
Vol-au-vents.
He's literally ram-raided Iceland.
Do you reckon he'll have one of those Kerry Katona prawn rings?
Prawn rings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, don't knock it. I spent an absolute fortune in there. $7.99 and we can eat for a year.
Seriously?
Well, really?
It's serious. All defrosting now.
Oh, wow.
Is he really? Are you being serious, yeah?
I'll put it near the radiator so it defrosts quicker. Come on. Why will these prawn rings defrost? I don't know why I'm coming in a lisp.
That's brilliant.
Anyway, you're going to have fun tonight. I've not been invited, really. Well, I have, but he knew we were working.
Part of me wants to finish at 7 and just go.
Yeah. He's not bothered. He's sitting home in his £10 million house going, you can't come because you're working, fat lad. So he's not bothered. He's winning. Right, listen, it's 5:20. Keep all your phone calls and texts coming in. If you're still watching, by the way, on the red button, feel free to text us, 8119, right into the studio saying, still watching. We might say hello to you. Right, Scott, what have we got coming up? I'm really giddy.
Okay, we can do, if you want, some innuendo bingo.
Who are you looking at?
The one that doesn't speak.
All right. Okay.
I can't make any decision with that.
I love that game.
And Merz has done it before. He's a big fan.
It's massive. Brilliant.
Well, I don't know if you should play it.
Why?
I don't know if you've earned the right.
Well, what have I got to do? What do you want me to do?
Oh. Because we've all worked hard and brought something to the show, and therefore we can play. If you bring something to the show, then you can play.
I don't have to... Well, what have you got?
There's two things you can do.
Oh, no. What's that then?
Your Paolo Antini impression, which I know you love doing.
Yep.
Oh, yes. We need to have this on.
The other thing I've heard is that you do an amazing version of Enrique Iglesias.
Well, yeah, kind of.
In Spanish.
But it's not actually Spanish because you can't speak Spanish. So you make the Spanish up.
That'll do for me.
Yeah.
Donkey.
I want to see that one first.
Is it in tune, this guitar?
It'll be close enough.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Can you play Hero?
No, I don't think I can. Oh. I'll do Paolo, though.
Okay, let's do Paolo. Oh.
Wow, this is good.
Everybody, watch this on the red button.
So we're going to do Paolo.
Or online at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
This is Ollie Merz in the Mime Lounge.
You have to see...
in the Mime Lounge.
You have to see it to fully appreciate
really?
It.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, this is Paolo Nicini.
Make sure you do the little reverb on as well. Hello!
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make it sound proper.
Okay, right.
Is he Irish?
Oh, no, this is Irish. Oh, why? This is really... I'm quite nervous about doing this. Right, okay. This is not right. This is Siva, guys. This is a left-handed guitar, is it? Don't know.
Watch the face.
Oh, no. There.
I was perched outside in the pouring rain, trying to make myself chill. And I float to you, my darling, never even on my quill. Doors are the first one to swing to spiral doors. He gets me there nonetheless. I'm a heartless man that was me, but the helpless man at best. Oh, darling, I'll be your skin. I'll even wash you clothes. Just give me some candy.
I could go for ages.
I love that.
I like it.
It's the face. You're right, Scott. It's the face that makes it. Yeah. That's brilliant. Have you done that for Paolo?
I haven't, though. I'm a massive fan.
Don't ever do it.
Don't ever do it.
What if he was listening right now?
Paolo, I love you. I love him. I do think he's amazing. And I don't know why I did the impression. I was just mucking around and I just thought it was quite funny.
We only found this out when we were on the desert trek. And
we was we got the guitar out campfire. And I just did it for the... Because Ronnie was sitting there and Ronnie does all her impressions, so I just wanted to show one of mine and she really liked it. I'll do another one as well, wait a minute.
Do you do his entire back catalogue?
No! I can only do that song because of the chords. I'm not very good on the guitar.
What are you doing now?
Oh, what's the other one I do? Didn't disappoint you or let you down. Should I be feeling guilty or let the judges frown? I saw the end before it begun. Yes, I saw you were blinded. I knew I had won. Cause you took my heart, you took my soul, changed my life and all my goals. Love is blind, but that I knew it. My heart was blinded by you.
That's my Chinese buddy.
Ah, oh, loving that.
Almost
very nice. Ollie Merz.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
You know, before when Ollie had the glasses on and you're trying to work out who he looked like,
yeah.
A few people said, could you put them back on again, yeah. Ollie, for a second? There's a few people said that they thought that they knew who you meant.
Yeah. Where
yeah, if you look at Chris or the cameras, Stephen Mulhern.
Yes. There's a little look, yeah. Yes. Stephen Mulhern.
Yeah, he's got talent. Think? Yeah.
That's reason to take him off straight away, Ollie. Dave.
Yeah.
Will wants me, you to move your microphone stand because the camera
sure.
is pointing right down.
Oh, of course.
There you go.
How about that?
See you. How's now. That?
Yeah, all good.
Are we okay, ready good. For some innuendo bingo?
Listen, we're not ready until Dave says ready.
Ready.
Three people.
Three cups of water.
Is that too much?
One bin. Three-way innuendo bingo.
Oh yeah, very nice. I like that voice you put on there, Scott.
Thank
you
much.
Right, this is good. I like this. Right, okay. So do you want to describe the game?
All right, so what happens is I play you three or four bits of innuendo, which are off the radio or TV. These are all classic ones again, so they're all really good. What happens is that today, Becky, Comedy Dave and Ollie Mers are all sat round one bin. They will each take some water in their mouths.
Oh, Ollie's putting on a protective bin bag.
That's
is that
fine.
Allowed?
Yeah, that's
why
fine.
Why are you doing that, Ollie?
Because he's played it before and he got really wet.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, I love the game, but it's just taking it too far as I'm concerned, isn't it?
The challenge is to keep the water in your mouth after you've heard the innuendo. If not, you spit it out into the bin. It's going to be fun today because there's three people playing. This is available to watch on your red button now or
yes.
at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Right. We directed it.
Dave, you ready?
Can I have a Mac?
No.
No.
Dave, you ready?
Yes.
Ollie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Becky, are you ready?
Ready, and we're all avoiding spitting into the microphone for health and safety.
Right. Can we see this on
so
camera?
So you said you're going to go into Dave's face.
That's nice. All right.
I'm over at Becky.
All right.
Now, okay. Ollie, everyone heard that.
What did you say?
He's like, everyone get over Becky.
All right, everybody get nice and close, you three. Get a mouthful of water each.
Okay.
Give me a little nod or a little look when you've got a mouthful of water and you're ready to play. And then Scott... We'll go.
What it is. Stop it, Becky, already.
She spits too.
All right, come on, come on. Seriously, guys. Mouthful of water. Look at me getting all bossy.
Here we go.
All right. Are you all ready? Mm. All got a mouthful each?
Mm-hmm. Everyone's got it. Okay. And here is Reggie Yates at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
There is a lot of scantily clad ladies all asking to see you, Mr. K, so today could be a good day for fannage. Anyway, yeah, there's lots of security guards here, all with bleepers, ready to let all these people in.
Yes! Ollie Mers! Straight over
you
Becky!
Just soaked Becky! Oh my god!
Do you know what? That serves you right for everything yesterday.
That was a brilliant one.
Ollie, he just erupted all over Becky. He
scared
just.
Me so much, my own water came out all over my own legs.
Oh
my
god, here comes so the well. Replay on the cameras. You want to see the replay? All right, let's have a look at the replay on the screen. Here
watch
we go.
This.
Watch Ollie Mers go. Whoa!
That was brilliant.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I loved it.
Not as much as Dave.
I feel a certain sense of justice. A certain sense of
Becky, your jeans.
All right. So the three of them are all sat opposite each other in a little circle. They get a mouthful of water. That we play the innuendo clip, and if it all goes to plan...
Today could be a good day for fannage.
One of them spits the water out. Ollie Mers so far has drowned poor Becky.
Okay, we've got clip number two coming
all
up.
All right, okay. Mouthful of water, please, right, everybody. Right. Scott, when you're ready,
all right,
we shall continue. Oh, come on.
What happened there?
Oh, come on.
Right, keep it in your mouth, Ollie. Keep it in your mouth, Dave. All right, okay. You ready?
All right, ready? Here we go.
All three of you. Right. Give us another one. You ready? You're all ready?
Ready?
Here we go. Let's
compose
play the
yourselves. And here is Danny from McFly. Can you just confirm where you are at the moment?
I'm just coming out of Paul O'Grady.
Are you?
I mean, oh no, no, no.
Oh my god!
I mean... Oh dear!
That's a great one. All right, do you want to watch the replay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's find out what happened. Let's watch that. Okay, so... Oh!
Becky was first over Merv.
Can I just say, Becky deliberately went for Ollie, and Dave pathetically deliberately went for Becky, like a child going, yeah, well, puh. Very childish.
Come on, Dave, you want a big one now, come on.
Okay, here's the final bit of innuendo bingo.
This is the last one. I want you to all take a massive gulp of water. Don't look at each other. Just get into position. This is the last one, so let's make it a good one. Get a big cup of water each. Are you all ready? All right, looks like they're all ready.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Here is Michael Burke many years ago talking about the Radio 1 Roadshow.
I don't know if we've got time to go to Radio 1 to see how they're going, or if we're going straight back to Michael. You'll soon see.
I hope you noticed they were rubbing each other down there. Poor old Francisco came in his shorts and everything this morning, being totally optimistic. And he's definitely put some...
It's carnage in here. All three of them have just soaked each other.
Becky's makeup.
It was... Let's have a look at the replay on the screen. Guys, have a look at the screen. Here it goes. And... That's the second one, and let's go for the big one. Are you ready?
Here it goes.
Whoa!
Beautiful. That was three-way innuendo bingo.
Scott, that is genius.
I love that. Yeah. Becky looks annihilated.
I look at your eyes.
You look like a panda.
Yeah, a little bit. Like a wet panda.
Looking like a panda would be the least of your worries, Ollie Murs, I'm going to be honest.
Did you enjoy that as much as last time?
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's his favourite game.
It's the best game.
Can you just turn around and look at that camera behind you, Becky? I just want to see if we can get a shot of you. There she is. Look at that. Look, that's quite scary.
Mm-hmm. I feel really bad because I did go out
you
to get Becky.
Proper
really bad.
Soaked her, didn't you?
Scary Mime Artist 3.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, that's you did.
Right. Last time I came in, she really got me. Like, seriously bad. So, that was revenge.
Enjoy then.
I think we should have another game soon.
Right.
I'm well up for that. Radio 1
Podcast. That was a good impression, by the way, of Paolo Nutini.
Yeah, really. Are you sure? Good, thanks, Dad. Buddy. No, I like the... Where are you going?
I'm going to do an impression.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Can do Ollie Murs.
Look at the hat. All right. Ollie Murs here. It's got the funny eye.
Yeah. Okay, so what X Factor? Not me. Blaming Simon Cowell. He knows nothing. Yeah, did you watch that Dance on Ice? Oh, I didn't tell them, not my mate. Oh, you know, Jeffy Razor, Jeff Wee, Jeff O's, Jeffers, Jeff B, JJB, JB. I love him. He's one of the boys, know what I mean? He's not a girl, he's one of the boys, one of the men. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I've got my pancreas in my shoe. I'm crazy, me. How you do? All right, Ollie Murs. All right.
That was good. Very good.
Very good.
I would like Ollie to treat us to his next impression.
Right. Well,
what he does is he does Enrique Iglesias' Hero in Spanish.
I've heard a lot about this.
But...
He doesn't speak Spanish.
He doesn't speak Spanish. So he just makes up the Spanish. Beautiful. I'm looking forward to this.
Now, listen, can you do this? Because there will be millions of people listening.
Yeah.
So can you do this, but, like, don't look at us.
Yeah.
And try and do it dead straight. Try and make your gibberish Spanish actually sound beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Watch this on red button.
Okay. Ooh, I'm nervous about this. Nervous. Right, okay.
Oh, hang on.
Nervous about this.
You got the wrong setting on you, mate.
Hello?
I don't think anyone's going to melt off that, are they?
Am I starting, am I?
Yeah.
Cool. Right, ready. This is Hero, Enrique Iglesias style-ish with... Yeah. Mis curvas, mis contrastes y mudos, mis contrastes, mis curvas y mudas. Oh, the old, wait a minute. The headline, the
And I just asked a question. Yeah. Did you say noodles? Is that happening, the noodles?
What happened?
The headphone, the live wire went in the way.
Okay.
And again, here we go. Very beautiful.
Mis comrades su turbede.
You know when I asked you to make it beautiful?
I can't do it. That was my attempt.
You can do it.
Come on.
Just think okay. Romance. Think wooing a woman.
Enrique Double Glazier. Think fake Spanish.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see the holy mother singing the role, you know what I'm saying? Yeah? Mm, okay. You see? Mm,
I like
see.
That.
Mm. 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 Mi turra, mi curate si tra, mi tu crei, mi durate su mare, mi durasi du un bar.
It's beautiful.
That's really bad. Oh, no. It's not good. It's not even good. It's horrendous.
Do you know what, Ollie? One day you've got to come into Radio 1.
It's right? horrendous.
And record that properly. For us and Scott,
yeah,
like but really serious, really beautiful. I think that could be one of the funniest things.
Yeah. I did it years ago.
No, it's the noodles.
When I was when I was 17, I did it at home.
Oh, congratulations!
The
I was 21.
But you weren't. You're 28. I did it on a karaoke machine.
Me too.
Family. And they actually believed I could speak Spanish for a second.
Oh.
And I was naming all the football teams, like Atletico Madrid. And
see, that's
teams.
Lovely. That's what you got to do. So, you
but
can
I'm really sorry that I brought that to you today. I'm really sorry. No, I feel really bad about it. I'm really bad.
No. Listen, we need to do a total of what we raised, what you have given so far for the Radio 1 longest show ever for Comic Relief. So myself and my friend Comedy Dave started on the Chris Moyle Show yesterday morning, 35 hours ago.
Count them.
At 6:30 on Wednesday morning. Then me and Dave carried on with Fern Cotton. I'm not in that way, no. Although I pay money.
Yeah.
And then 1 o'clock Greg, 4 o'clock Scott, 7 o'clock Mr. Jam. And it went on all the way through the night with Grimmy and Benji B, Dev. Then we started back again 24 hours later this morning, did our 3.5 hour show, then Fern back at 10,
yeah.
Greg at 1, and then Scott at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We've been on the radio non-stop for 35 hours and 15 minutes. We've been asking you to give us a text and give us a pound to come at relief. Scott has the total so far.
Okay. This is including all your online donations, mm-hmm. and thank you so much for this. So previously, we told you the total was £676,943.
Yeah.
The new total for this record attempt is, for Comet Relief, £820,624.
What?
Oh,
that is
my
a huge
God.
Jump. It's what? What is
it? 820,624.
Oh my
God!
That was only 600 something earlier.
Yeah.
That's
ridiculous. We added it on the online stuff. That's amazing.
That was your Paolo that did that.
Of course. Come on.
I don't think it was.
You know
Enrique.
What? It certainly wasn't Enrique. Oh, do you know what? That is amazing.
Wow.
That is so good.
Thank you so very, very much.
Great. That is fantastic.
Woo! Thank you, everybody. That's amazing.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
£820,000.
180 right. off a million.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
We've been on Radio 1 for 35 and a half hours.
Amazing.
And still to come, a funny joke.
We haven't had one yet.
3 songs in an hour. That's right, we're breaking the mould. And it's all for Comic Relief. You have been absolutely amazing. The comments about the red button have just been brilliant. Everybody is saying that the red button is so addictive. Ollie Mers was saying, I can't turn it off. I can't. And we just thought he didn't know how to use his remote.
Yeah, exactly.
What he meant was, it's like, it's riveting, I can't turn it off. John, I can't, isn't it?
Who's John?
That's just what you Essex boys say. John, Doris, I don't know.
And if you just tuned in, you will have missed Ollie doing his musical impressions, which were fantastic. He did Paolo Nutini on the guitar. He did Enrique Iglesias in Spanish. It was amazing. And then we had the total, which is mind-blowing. Amazing.
£820,000. £820,624. All from you. All from you. People watching, people tuned in, We're on the red button right now. You can see Ollie Murs pointing at the camera like a mad, crazy man. Where's your hat, Ollie?
It's here.
Here he goes. Put it on, put it on, put it on. Come on, put it on.
It's weird with the thing on. See?
Very good.
Yeah, it's a bit too high, that.
Can I ask you guys some random questions there? From the random question of comic relief questions over in the corner.
Do that in a bit if you want.
Yeah?
You want to do that in 5 to 10 minutes?
Of course.
All right. We have these emergency standby questions. Do you know about this?
No.
Right.
In case we lost our mind and ran out of things to say, which hasn't happened yet, we've got emergency questions for
guests. What, to ask the guests?
Yeah.
Was either for the guests to ask us or for us to ask the guests. If we're like, if we're too tired to do anything, we could go, all right, pick out a red nose. It's got a question inside it. Read the question out.
There you go.
Do you want to do an example?
Yeah, go on. Do a couple now.
So it's a big kind of bin of red noses and questions.
Tell me when to stop, Dave.
Stop.
I have to go back because the door's that way.
Brilliant. Ollie's going to take out a nose.
It'll have
a question inside it. And then who are you going to ask it to?
I'm going to ask this first one today.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. Who would you play... Who would play you in a movie?
I think Will Smith.
What are you laughing at?
He's American, silly. No,
what would the film be about?
Me, obviously.
But what kind of, you know, what would be the story?
I think it would be a live story of me, played by Will Smith, and I think it would be epic. Probably set in New York, maybe.
Chris, what about you?
Who could play
you in a film?
Well... I mean, obviously, George Clooney. Failing that, Toadfish from Neighbours.
Yeah.
Toadfish from Neighbours.
He'd be good, do you not think?
Toadfish, is he still in it?
Yeah, he's still there.
Really?
Lost a lot of weight now, Toadfish.
Thank you.
See, they're quite cool, these questions. Let's
Scott?
Have one more.
Oh, I don't know.
Lily Savage?
Yeah.
I'm having another drink! Shut up!
Oh, this one this one's quite boring, this next one. How are we looking?
Through our eyes.
I think they mean on a scale of 1 to 10, really.
These are easy.
How are you looking on a scale of 1 to 10, Dave? I think you're looking well.
Do you know, I think I'm going to go for a 6, Ollie.
6?
Yeah.
Nah, come on, we'll give you a 7.
4?
Oh, okay, 7. We'll give you a 7. Chris, how do you think you're looking?
9, obviously.
Hello.
Scott?
4. Scott's looking great. Yeah.
Mm. One question, quickly, one more.
One more, all right, okay.
One more. Oh, what's this one? Oh, this one's small.
Right. Scotty, Ollie Burns.
Okay, this question. Ooh, good question. Brown sauce or red sauce, and why?
That's a rubbish question.
Okay. And why?
Yeah.
Red sauce, because I prefer it to brown sauce.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, it's easy.
Although I can eat both.
I would say red sauce, because I don't like brown sauce.
I would say brown sauce, because the other two don't really like... it.
And there'd be more for you.
Why did that question get in there? Who put the question in there? Who put these questions in there?
I don't know. I've come at relief, I think.
Oh.
Anyway, look.
Things are putting back they're in. Written so by, kills
it doesn't
you.
Matter. Yeah. Fine,
Lenny
all
Henry
right.
wrote them all.
Did he? Hey, don't knock Lenny. Sent me a text today.
I'm not knocking Lenny.
He said he'd heard all the radio and DJs had gone on strike and we were stuck here and he wished us all the best. God love him.
Just saying because he's Mr. Comet Relief, that's all. Mm. I come from the HQ.
Lenny Henry's funny, and he's the only fellow who goes away for a dirty weekend on his own in a hotel.
I know, with that rubber duck.
Mm. Yeah. How does he fit into those beds? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, because his legs are always hanging off the edge.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are doing this for Comic Relief. You have been amazingly generous. £820,000, but we would like a bit more. It's £820,000. By 10:30 tomorrow, could it be £1 million? The push starts now.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles.
Hi.
And Comedy Dave.
Hi.
And Scott Mills for Comic Relief.
Hi.
Hour 36.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nicole Scherzinger, Don't Hold Your Breath.
Almost.
That's never going to be a hit, is it?
Can you bend me now?
She's here. Oh, hi Nicole. You right, love?
Hey, hey, guys, what's happening?
Well, we're doing this marathon show for Comic Relief.
It's truly amazing what you guys are doing. It's pretty amazing.
That's really good.
Thank you, Nicole, yeah.
That's fine.
Is it Shirt Slinger or Shirt Swinger?
Shirt Swinger.
Shirt Swinger. Oh, very nice. And you are a Shirt Swinger, you know, as in your parents were Shirt Swingers?
Most definitely, yeah.
That's right. I have heard that, yeah.
Okay, this is weird.
You have a laugh like a a man, yeah. Nicole.
How, from Essex.
Hang on, that's Ollie Murs, for goodness sake.
Oh, you can't get us with your shirt swinging stuff.
Okay.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the Comic Relief had? They had like a machine, like a little laugh thing. Comic Relief one year had a little ball that when you hit it, yes, it had,
yes,
a laugh.
Yes.
And it sounded like you.
Like me. Oh, yes, it did sound like me.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know if we still have those, but it was very... I'll have a look for it if I can find it, because it was quite surreal.
Yeah, it sort of had my stupid, irritating laugh, didn't it?
I know there's one on top of the speaker, Will, but that's not what I'm looking for. But thanks for joining in.
I feel sorry for Dave, because his voice is starting to go a little bit.
It is going a bit.
Yeah, no. What, mate, you all right?
Yeah.
Come down to the pub, yeah?
He sounds like one of the Mitchell brothers.
Yeah, mate.
It's because on the breaks he's been going to the pub and he's been jumping around having a party with the guys.
No, tell you what, we wish... Oh, and it's Paddy's night tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you know what? I'm having a Guinness later. Yeah. I don't even drink. Do you know what? I won't have a Guinness. No, no, that's not right. I don't drink it. It wouldn't be wrong to do that. Too stereotypical. I'll just have a very strong lager. Now, Scott, what do you want to do?
Okay, well, at this stage, it's fair to say that you have been, you know, going for a long time. How many hours now?
We've been on the air for 35 hours.
35
Your voice
hours.
Is going as well.
And 50 minutes.
Yes. And you are very close to breaking Simon Mayo's record for the longest Radio 1
yes,
show
which
ever.
Is 37. Oh, my God, 37. So are we in an hour and 10 minutes away?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
And then
amazing.
We could go home.
Yeah.
Stuff no. the world records.
No. Do you know what? We could be in the Irish pub over the road.
Oh, man. We could get locked
in
tonight,
an hour and a half.
Scott, we could get on it. Ollie?
Yeah, I'm there.
Becky?
No, you stay in.
Oh, Paddy's.
Who cares what you think?
No,
you crazy
could
fool.
We off Craig David, and we could just go to the pub instead.
Yeah.
Craig, can you come with you to the Irish pub.
Could you do the show in the pub?
No, that's ridiculous. It's why work when you can drink? Anyway,
okay.
All
right. So you're feeling maybe a little bit emotionally fragile.
Do you know what? I'm all right, and I absolutely thought I was fine emotionally until you read out the total of 820,000. And when I was saying thank you, I did feel a tiny bit, in a manly rugby playing
raw
fart way, I felt a tiny bit emotional.
Yeah. I've thought of another, you know, the moment we kind of have option A and option B in terms of when we finish.
Yeah.
Option A is obviously when we break Simon Mayo's record, which is very soon. Option B is if we go through and we break the 52 hours tomorrow. What about option C, which is we just give up when we get to a million?
Okay.
Or option D, we could just go to the pub now.
No, but listen.
But
listen. Can you imagine going past Simon's thing, and then suddenly, if another hour down the line, we
going past Simon's thing.
If we went past Simon,
and
Mayo,
you think that's going to get £1 million?
If we went past Simon Mayo's record, and then a little bit further down the line, we made £1 million.
Honestly, Dave, I think you're going a little bit delirious.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think you should just have a rest, maybe have a sleep, have a Horlicks. And shut up.
But imagine if we made a million.
Right, Scott, talk to me.
Well, here's what's happening.
It's amazing how Dave doesn't listen to you and the one who doesn't speak when you go, right, what we'll do next is this. And he goes, I know, how about this? We fly a plane upside down to raise £1 million.
I think it's a good idea.
All right, I know you do. Pipe down, have a sleep, sweetheart. Go on, Scott.
I think often on these things, a great way of raising money is when people shed a few tears.
Absolutely.
And when Becky cried when I was on the desert trek, donations went mad. They went through the roof.
Sure.
So if we can get a few tears out of you now, I think that we could hit a million. I do.
Yeah, do you know what? You're probably right.
So here's my idea. I'm going to play you some clips.
Yeah.
I want the cameras to zoom in on either Chris or Dave's face.
Oh dear, are you going already?
And we can see if we can get even just a glisten of a tear would be great.
Okay.
This is my idea to make Chris and Dave cry.
Oh, I love that.
All right, so look at the red button now. Let's have a close-up of Chris and Dave's face. And just see if you go or not, because, you know, you don't probably know how emotional you are secretly right now. Okay, so the first one. This is something that made the entire nation cry when it happened. And if this doesn't make you cry, either of you, then you have no heart.
Is this when they let go of Rampage from One Extra?
No, it wasn't that.
Okay. Sadder than that.
Mm.
Okay, here it is.
Here we go.
What's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
Okay, Susan, where are you from?
I am from Blythburn, near Bathgate, West Lothian.
It's a big town.
It's a sort of collection of... It's a collection of villages. I had to think there.
And how old are you, Susan?
I am 47. And that's just one side of me.
Okay, what's the dream?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
And why hasn't it worked out so far, Susan?
I've never been given the chance before, but here's hoping it'll change.
Okay, and who would you like to be as successful as?
Elaine Page.
Elaine Page.
Like, what are you going to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing I Dreamed a Dream from the Miserables.
Okay. Big song.
Yeah?
Not really happening.
Subo doesn't do it for me.
No. What about when she starts singing?
All right, let's try it. Do you have a cup of tea, Dave?
I've just got one, actually, thanks.
Right. I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Need another wee. Right, now, this isn't working.
Okay, sorry.
That didn't make you cry.
Okay, fine.
It was amazing.
It made lots of...
Ollie's gone. Ollie's crying.
That's a rubbish fake cry. Okay.
Right.
Next one.
Yeah.
Let's make Chris and Dave cry. Now, if you've not seen this film called Titanic yet, then you might want to turn off or turn away from the radio for a moment because this could be a spoiler.
Titanic, with the film which came out
in
12 years ago.
Some people may not have seen it.
Sure.
I haven't seen it.
Millions of people cried at the time. Mm-hmm. Listen to this, and let's get a close-up on Chris and Dave. Go.
Jack. Jack. Jack.
I'm sorry.
There's a bomb. Jack.
Oh, sorry. Jack. Vera. Jack. Vera. What are you doing? It seems I'm scared.
You're ruining it.
Is this how you imagined it would go?
Sorry.
No, yeah, not
that
for
didn't,
me.
It didn't really not work, me, I suppose. That did it.
So Jack dying, that's not...
No,
really
is that what happened?
Either. Yeah.
I thought that was Coronation Street.
No, that was Titanic.
Right.
And that, like I said, it was a bit of a plot spoiler.
Did he die on the ship?
No.
The one who doesn't
you
speak...
You haven't seen it?
The one who doesn't speak got a video, a load of videos from Amsterdam, and one of them's called Titanic, and there's a woman shouting
Jack. No, that's,
Jack
no, that's different.
Oh, no, that was gigantic,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. All right, okay, this one's... Well, I cried listening to this one earlier on, and I think that you will do the same. So here
the old Southern Sound jingle package, is it?
For maybe songs? Here is clip number three.
Okay.
This is it. Kerry and Comedy Dave have performed the game for the judges. One of them will stay in the competition. One of them will be leaving tonight. It's decision time.
It must have been cold there.
Judges, I'm going to ask you one by one to give me the name of the skating star you want to save and see skate again next week.
You were content to let me.
I'm crying at the production.
Yeah.
I'm saving Kerry.
You always want to stay behind.
I am a skater and I went for the skater. I save Dave.
Thanks, Robin.
You were the one with all the strings.
So, Jason, it's down to you.
I'm saving Kerry.
So it's 2-1. Kerry skates next week.
See, that makes me angry.
Yeah.
That wiggy fella. Yeah, no, did say it,
mate.
For them.
How do you feel?
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
I'm gutted, obviously.
And everything I would like to be.
I've had a really good time.
We are going to miss you. They will miss you too, thank you.
A massive round of applause for Comedy Dave and Franklin.
Right.
Good. Right, so I've got one more. That didn't work. This is going really bad.
That was lovely,
sad,
though.
Dave. That was sad.
It was potentially sad until I heard Jason Gardner's voice, and then my sadness turned to...
To rage.
Yeah, rage
boredom,
and fury.
Okay, this boredom and disinterest.
Close up on Chris here for Make Chris Cry. This is one specifically for you.
I'm a man. I don't cry. I'm a man.
What
I'm
were you doing on January the 3rd, 2010?
Oh, don't tell him that.
January the 3rd, 2010.
January the 3rd, 2010.
Okay. I think I went for lunch with Andy. Did we go out on January the 3rd, Andy? To dim tea.
I think that you were watching this.
So Alec Ferguson's approach to the competition is clear, but it's a trophy worth risking Rooney, Berbatov and co for. Leeds are close to full strength. Young winger Robert Snodgrass is fit only for a place on the bench. Right back Lee Bromby is suspended. Jermaine Beckford's 19 goals make him the headline act. Four of those goals in his last two games. Here's Bradley Johnson, cut out by Anderson. Johnson surging on. Third chance for Johnson to resurrect the attack, and again Anderson bolts him.
Just a few little worrying signs in terms of why they have great ball.
Rooney watching that carefully. Oh, and he went for the instant finish. It was a difficult skill, dropping over his shoulder, but he knew that Akkerkren had come into no man's land, and Rooney thought he could score. Berbatov. Seen off by Naylor, whose lead's through and through. Well, back on it back momentarily. It's Housen. Forward towards Beckford, and the ball's over Brown. And this is Beckford. He just ran away from him, but he'll still get a strike in and goal. And score at the Stretford end for Leeds United. And it doesn't get any better than that for a Leeds centre forward.
Waiting for the whistle. It's imminent. The ball deep inside the Manchester half. The whistle's gone. And Leeds United of League One, remember, have beaten the champions of England. 9,000 Yorkshiremen go absolutely mad away to my right. And it's a magnificent win for Leeds United.
That's it. That's out
stuck round his neck.
If you missed, if you were listening to the radio, you just missed the world's worst acting piece from Ollie Murs and myself. So it was lovely.
That was a good
moment. A nice treat for the Leeds United fans there. Yeah. A rare treat, actually, some would say. Are you I never didn't know. Are you red? Are you Man U?
Yeah.
Ah. Oh.
But you know what? That was a nice moment.
Nice chatting with you, Ollie. Right, okay, so it's...
it's for you, that was a nice moment.
Is it entertainment news, by the way? Do we have to do entertainment news? Will you find the entertainment news jingle for me, please, Scott?
Not a problem.
Yeah, because yesterday... I always keep playing the wrong jingles. And I have to respect Tulip. This is the last time I'm going to be with Tulip in the afternoon, if you pardon
the expression.
It's
the last time you have to respect her?
No, I don't mean... No. You know what I mean.
Right. Oh, it's a lovely name.
Tulip.
Yeah.
You didn't say it wasn't.
Oh. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.